Trump's ICE detains 1,355 in Sanctuary State, Colorado. By Warner Todd Houston on July 7, 2025. The Trump administration has quadrupled the arrests of migrants in Sanctuary State, Colorado, data shows. The Trump administration has focused on several blue states to fulfill the president's campaign promise of a crackdown on illegal immigration. And in Colorado, that has amounted to a 300% increase in ICE apprehensions. Federal data shows that in the latest period ending on June 10, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has arrested 1,355 people. That compares to the 342 who were picked up during the final year of the Biden administration. That is a 300% rise. The arrest rate has averaged about 9 per day, according to the Denver Post. Watch, be a man. Criminal alien gets in ICE agent's face. Those taken into custody come from Mexico and Central and South America, as well as foreign countries including Afghanistan. ICE is also ramping up arrests in other sanctuary states. With 1,120 arrests since June, Illinois, for instance, has been a major focus of immigration actions. Arrests there are up 98%, while New York's are up 79%, according to the New York Times. The percentages are less informative than the actual numbers, though. While the administration has grabbed up 1,120 in Illinois, mostly in the Chicago area, in New York it was 2,810. But those numbers pale in comparison to the 5,860 picked up in California, the 9,080 in Florida, and the whopping 20,150 in Texas. Instead of being wholly meaningless, these numbers are finally being counted among those already in the country as well, because illegal border crossings have slowed to nearly zero since Trump took office. Watch, this is what ICE has to deal with. In 2024, Joe Biden deported 271,000 migrants. This, many claimed, surpassed Trump's numbers from his first administration. However, Biden also threw the border wide open and allowed tens of millions of illegals to flood across the border, most with little fear of being forced to return to where they came from. Worse, Biden did not bother to deport 99% of the illegals his administration caught and then released into the U.S. interior. In comparison, Trump's deportations have been more consequential since the number coming in illegally has slowed to a stop and the number he is deporting is not being replenished exponentially by more illegals. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.